This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves. That number's 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Nobody.
And it's time to get into something even more controversial than straight pride and just the general insanity of state oppression. Well, we're sticking with the subject of state oppression. So there was this woman in Alabama who was shot and her fetus died, and she's being charged with manslaughter, I believe.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, being charged with manslaughter, and she's demanding that the charges be dropped. She was 5 months pregnant when she was shot in the stomach during an argument over the fetus's father. Now, if this isn't, this is beyond victim blaming, I would think. This woman was shot, and the response by the government, the beloved government of Elise and all of the other progressive liberals, is to charge her with manslaughter.
Well, it's a fascinating story, and here's the other side of it. She was shot in righteous self-defense while assaulting somebody.
I'm not saying she was right or wrong. I'm not, that to me isn't the discussion or the issue here. The fact is that she was shot. The other person presumably escalated the violence. Was she shooting at the other person?
She apparently assaulted the other person shot her. But the police chose not to press charges on the other person. At first, the other person was charged with the murder, actually, and then those charges were dropped and they were rebrought against her for manslaughter when the determination was made that the shooting was in righteous self-defense, even though... So this can happen very commonly. Let's say that you go in and you commit a felonious assault and some random third person gets shot by your intended victim while he's trying to defend himself for you. You're on the hook for that felony murder. Now, in this case, it's interesting because although I'm pro-choice, that's a weird one.
It is also Alabama, which has the heartbeat law now.
Right, which is probably, even though she wasn't charged under that law, that may well be why she's being charged. It's a very weird case.
It kind of is why, because the way the common law system works is if you want to change a law, what you have to do is come up with the most absurd scenario possible. Make it happen and appeal it up. You can't just, write the court for an opinion. You can't change a statute. That's kind of what's demanded of or by the Supreme Court. So that... You're going to see a lot of this until they come down with a decision one way or the other.
So this case may be one of the prime contenders to land before the Supreme Court.
They're probably going to hear more than one case. That's pretty typical, but they're going to try. Whether or not they get in is a separate matter.
Well, evidently she was indicted by a grand jury, which reasoned that she should be held criminally liable for allegedly starting the fight that led to the gunfire. I would agree that she's guilty of assault and battery, clearly, but she should not be charged for the manslaughter of the fetus because she was not the one who pulled the trigger. Nor, actually, that to me is sort of an irrelevant point. I don't think she should be charged with manslaughter because a fetus isn't a person.
So I don't have a problem with felony murder laws, or with the concept of felony murder, I should say, because I have a problem with laws. In concept, I tend to have a problem with the way that they get enforced, which is why, I don't like the state, because that's how, they have a good concept and then just do awful things to it.
Right.
So
that's what the state does.
I understand the concept of if you go into a convenience store and shoot and, pull a gun on the clerk, and the clerk aims at you and hits the guy behind you. I think it's fair to say that you committed murder if he dies in that circumstance. I don't think that that's...
I'm not sure I agree.
Because you're creating a dangerous situation.
But the clerk is escalating that dangerous situation, and then...
Not if you already pulled a gun on him.
And then inadvertently wounding an innocent bystander.
But the point is, if you hadn't committed a criminal act, if you had not initiated...
This same reason justifies the state murder of peaceful people. I mean, like the guy who robbed the Sprint store or whatever, and the cops showed, the NYPD showed up with their guns, and they shot, like, I think it was 7 innocent people.
Oh, wow.
I mean, what you're essentially arguing is that the cops were not liable for those deaths, and that the person who robbed the store was.
Well, there's a thing called joint and several liability. More than one person can be liable. For example, say you call in a SWAT raid on somebody, and they get themselves killed. You've got some responsibility for that, and the police also have responsibility for that. But
in the case of this pregnant woman, and in the case of the person arming the convenience store, you're saying the convenience store clerk and the guy who pulled the trigger here don't have any responsibility for it.
Not necessarily.
No.
So I don't think that it should defend...
Why not? That's an inconsistency.
I don't think that it should defend people committing, quote, defense by just, like, randomly opening fire. But I think that there should be some recognition that if you start a battle, stuff happens in battle. And it's not always just, sometimes it's just stuff happens. It's just not always just, he was just like wildly.
The guy who robbed the Sprint store started a battle. The police showed up and responded to that battle, and 7 innocent people, bystanders, were shot. So
the police showed up,
it's the guy who started the battle's fault.
And I would say that both the police and the Sprint robbers should be liable for the deaths of those 7 innocents.
Okay. You don't.
Then why shouldn't the guy who pulled the trigger here, who accidentally shot the fetus, similarly be responsible for, accidentally shooting an innocent bystander?
Well, it depends on if he
was
committing
self-defense or not. Because the innocent bystander you can't shoot somebody without some risk to the fetus, and if the mother doesn't want to be shot, she needs to put people out, she needs to not, commit felonies against people with guns.
So if the Sprint store robber hadn't wanted people to get shot, he shouldn't have robbed the Sprint store.
Right, but there's a difference between aiming at a particular individual and then your bullet goes 6 inches over and opening fire into a general area.
Well, the cops presumably were aiming at the specific individual. They were just bad shots.
You shoot 7 people by opening fire into a general area. If you know you're that bad of a shot that you're going to shoot 7 other people,
I mean, let's say one other person then, because I'm not sure the number 7 is accurate in the first place, but let's say one innocent person was shot by police because this person robbed a Sprint store. By your reasoning, the guy who robbed the Sprint store is responsible for the police shooting this person.
Not solely responsible, but he bears some responsibility, yes.
Okay, but the police would have the rest of the responsibility, right?
Of course.
Okay, so why doesn't that exact same logic apply to this dude who inadvertently shot a fetus while attempting to shoot this woman?
Well, it wasn't a dude, it was a woman, but though that doesn't come into the analysis... the reason is because he actually hit his target. She just happened to be carrying a human shield with her.
But he didn't hit his target then. He hit 2 targets.
Well, so that's not necessarily
true.
Well,
you're not responsible for checking people's medical condition before you shoot them.
What did you say, Melanie?
So that's not even necessarily accurate, because did he shoot the fetus, or did he shoot her and then the fetus died due to that?
That seems to be the... Okay, sure. We're assuming that he did not. We're assuming that he did put the bullet also through the fetus, and we don't know that. That's a fact that we don't have an answer to. So that's unfortunate. But what if the bullet went through someone as they were robbing a convenience store and hit the 6-year-old child behind that person and killed the 6-year-old child? Who's responsible in that particular event?
If it's still active battle, then the person who started the battle. If
but it's totally different when it's cops. That, I mean, that's what the two of you are
it
saying.
It depends on what the conduct is reckless.
It depends, because I don't have the facts in that case.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Do This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. That number is 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Melanie.
And nobody.
And I want to tell you about My Magic Mud. It's a black tooth powder made of chocolatized coconut shells and bentonite clay. Stuff that doesn't sound like it would be good for your teeth, but evidently has been clinically proven to whiten teeth. It's available at most health food stores like Sprouts, CVS Natural Grocers, and Walmart's Natural Beauty Owl. Mark found out about My Magic Mud from Jessica Armand, the creator, at a Porcupine Freedom Festival several years ago when she was there promoting what was then a very new product. He used it the way she described, once per day for 4 to 6 days, and then once every 3 or 4 days after that. And he says that it totally whitened his teeth, and more importantly, it makes his teeth feel cleaner. He likes it enough that he hasn't been without it since, and that's a really strong endorsement. Get it now at MyMagicMud.com using the coupon code FTL20 to get 20% off. Despite it being available at all of these places, you might as well go order it online and use that coupon code to get that 20% off. I would definitely recommend it. Well, I can't say that, but Mark would definitely recommend it, and he knows what he's talking about. Let's go to the phones. However, we've got Matthew calling from Louisiana. Matthew, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hello. And so I got a chance to last week ask a candidate for governor for state of Louisiana two questions.
Okay.
Would they support constitutional carry? And would they support legalizing marijuana? And it was yes on both of them. So
I'm going to
say those strongly.
What party were these guys running for?
This guy is independent. He was a former Democrat. His name is Landrieu.
Huh.
It's Gary Landrieu from the other branch of the Landrieu family. The black.
Interesting.
Kid. Interesting.
So, but there is a question I have to ask one of you, and I don't know your name, sir. You had said that a fetus is not a human, and I've heard this before, but at what point do you consider a embryo / fetus in the womb to become a human?
Well, that's a difficult question.
Ask each of us, you'll get three different answers.
I was the one who made the statement. I'm Aria Demetso, by the way. I'm a trans chick.
Hi, Aria.
I'm not bothered by the sir thing, just making it known, because our listeners are not going to know that by the sound of my voice. But, you know, scientists have yet to put forward a definition of life that explicitly excludes everything that we don't recognize as life. And I don't want to drag you into some sort of senseless hypothetical argument here, but the fact of the matter is that we don't know what is going on in our reality. We don't know anything. We've mentally formed these distinctions between life and non-life, and we've sort of rolled with that. And in the same sense, we've formed this distinction between human and non-human. Even though when you start looking at chromosomes and things like that between humans and non-humans, like bonobos or chimps or something else is extremely closely related, it becomes extremely difficult to actually find a dividing line between what is human and what is not human.
Well, I can take a wild guess as to what is human and what is not, and I'm going to use this as my definition.
If okay.
The spermatozoa of species A cannot, in fact, mate with the ovum of species B, and I think it's ovum. I don't think we actually call it egg if we're using science talk, but we can call it egg.
Sure.
And it does not, in fact, cause, you know, the great creation of a blastocyte. We're not talking about a human and a meeting of two humans.
I don't disagree that some individuals can mate with other individuals, and that the definition of species generally is divided along those which can mate with one another and those which cannot. So that would be a fair point, that a human being is that organism that can mate with what we consider to be other human beings.
There we go. Works for me.
I neither agree with that nor disagree with that. I'm not sure whether or not human Homo sapien can mate with bonobos or with chimps.
I can rest assure you, while they can engage in something that is reclassified as sex, it is in fact not mating in the sense of they will produce an offspring by that action.
Right. Well, it's the offspring thing here that is key.
They used to say the same thing about lions and tigers, and now they've managed to mix the two. I don't know how they did that.
A little bit of tinkering.
Is it not also the case that Homo sapien is, in fact, an offshoot by interbreeding of various early humanoids?
I believe we are basically the result of interbreeding with the Neanderthals. I believe it's the Cro-Magnon and the Neanderthals. I don't
That's
know.
What I would have said, but I'm not 100% certain.
I don't think we're the result of that. I think we have some...
We sublimated
some,
the...
Yes, some people have that in their ancestry, but it's not like...
So
where it came from.
Not all
it's
humans,
also not universal. Yet.
Not all humans have
but ultimately different
DNA.
Right, but ultimately different species of humans in the past have bred with one another.
Well, that's not a species. There's only one species.
That would be like a subgroup.
That's categorically untrue.
That's horses and dogs.
Well, there's only one species.
Like Australopithecus and Homo erectus were extremely
well,
different
I was
species.
Speaking in the present tense.
I
they
also
did
think
exist.
Australopithecus and
I know
Homo
it's so hard to say.
Existed at different times.
They did indeed.
So
they,
you can
so
you,
those were one, poor examples, but you know they could
one
have
eliminated the other.
Certainly, but to get back to the main point here, at what point would I cause this developing mass of human tissue that could develop into a birth human being? A
Most
human
likely
being.
Not a Buick.
No, definitely not a Buick. I would say that probably the moment of birth, if I absolutely had to draw a distinguishing line between a human being and not a human being, it would be the point that it is a birth functioning independent human being.
Whoa, okay, that's kind of extreme, huh? That definitely puts you on the far side of the pro-choice debate.
I did the beat.
Not quite all the way up to the Ralph Northam. At least you're willing to wait, say, until birth, not after birth. You know, it's got to be at least a week after birth.
Yeah. Well
you
Matthew,
know,
thank you so much for the call.
There have been
I tend
societies.
To be on the far side of all issues in one direction or another. But go ahead, Rich.
There have been societies where abortion was legal until something like 3 years of age. Ancient Greece, ancient Rome, that was pretty standard.
Tell us what you think. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in Free Talk Live. Or use the Discord common lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter reviewing his big trip, tweeting, "It was great being with Chairman Kim Jong-un of North Korea this weekend. We had a great meeting. He looked really well and very healthy. I look forward to seeing him again soon. In the meantime, our teams will be meeting on some solutions to very long-term and persistent problems. No rush, but I am sure we will ultimately get there," explanation point.
I think it's very important to find out if somebody's a citizen as opposed to an illegal.
In the Oval Office, the president taking questions from reporters, one on the importance of the census.
I think that there's a big difference to me between being a citizen of the United States and being an illegal. And, you know, the Democrats want to treat the illegals with health care and with other things better than they treat the citizens of our country.
The president speaking there at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Again, that's 855-450-3733. Or you can use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.lrn.fm. And you can get much clearer quality with that. Can somebody take care of that?
Thanks for your help, Jazzy, the studio dog.
Yeah, she's so adorable. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We got Troy calling from Montana. Troy, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. What's on your mind?
Hey, so there's something that's been bugging me lately for the past 21st century, and it's something to deal with fandoms and, you know, fans of popular, like, you know, popular movie franchises, TV shows, and everything. But you know what, like, puts me down the most about the 21st century is that most of these, like, fandoms and stuff like that, like, they bring the hype too high to the point that when they release something new from these, you know, so-called TV shows and movies, it tends to kill the hype of these shows. And that's what I've been noticing a lot with TV shows like Game of Thrones and then also the new sequels from Star Wars, from The Last Jedi, which is a really big letdown for most Star Wars fans, including myself. But it was like a 50-50 for me, in my personal opinion. But I've noticed that...
Let me say, I agree with the sentiment, especially because I'm a gamer, so I play a lot of video games, and I saw the Mighty No. 9 debacle, the ukulele debacle, all of that. I watched it play out live. Just extremely overhyped games, and No Man's Sky is another great example that could not possibly ever have lived up to the hype that was built around them. So when you promise people heaven, anything short of that is going to be short of that.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like for the same issue that happened with Battlefront. You know that video game that was recently released by DICE and EA, which was called Battlefront 2? It was like one of the most hyped games, and they even said, oh, this is not going to be a letdown like we did with Battlefront 1 with a bunch of microtransactions. And look what they did. They did the same exact thing. I've seen so many...
Oh, well, that's EA.
Yeah,
EA is the devil.
Yeah. It sounds like the time I ordered sea monkeys out of the back of a comic book, and the picture of the sea monkeys had like these sea monkeys with eyes, and they were wearing bridles, and there were little sea people riding around in them. And then when the sea monkeys came, they were like shrimp.
Yeah,
and you know, it's and that taught me don't believe the hype.
Exactly, and another thing that I just don't like about the 21st century and, you know, today as a society is false advertising is so, like, common. Think about it. Like, since you mentioned the sea monkeys, that was, like, I've seen documentaries about sea monkeys saying that they were false advertising, they were not actually moving, like, you know, they were, like, a bunch of, like, it was just, like, you know, it was like a, it's hard to explain. It's like money is sold. Like, they sell it, and then they take the money, and they just walk away. You know, they don't really care about the customer, the feedback, or anything. That's what I've been noticing with society as a whole, because I remember watching a video called Down the Rabbit Hole, Empress Teresa, where this author was talking smack about how his book was the best book ever, and that he was also talked down by critics on Amazon. You know, something like that. It's a really interesting video if you take time to look at it. It's called Down the Rabbit Hole, Empress Teresa. It's really interesting. And one of the things for sure is that there's other things that like businesses do that are kind of like scummy. Like what they do is also they tend to just be lying to your face, like in commercials. Like, and I recently saw, and it's another example that just came to my mind, is I recently saw that new movie, Toy Story 4. Have you guys seen that movie? Because I don't want to spoil it.
I have not, but I also have no intention of watching it. So,
okay.
I'm going to give that one a miss.
I mean, some people listening might intend to watch it.
I mean, but more to the point, yes, false advertising is definitely a problem. I'm not sure it's a problem that government can fix or anything like that, because I think most cases, people, you know, they want the hype. They want to be excited about the product. And they're just short-sighted enough to not realize that however much they build up the hype is exactly how disappointed they're going to be by the final product.
Exactly. And, like, another thing for sure is that, like, sometimes, like, the most annoying fandom, in my opinion, like, I'm not trying to start wars or anything. Like, this is my personal opinion. But the most, like, hype that I've seen turned to a dull, like, blade, like, it was just so bad, was that Game of Thrones did horrible on season 8? I'm not a fan of Game of Thrones, but, like, I have family who, like, won't shut up about it. Like, they just watch it nonstop. They will never stop talking about it. But I remember when Game of Thrones was so hyped, like, oh my god, season 8 is ready, oh my god, look, season 8, and they said season 8 was dumb, because apparently there is a rumor saying that one of the directors of Game of Thrones was going to do a TV show for Disney, which was for Star Wars. And there is rumors saying that Lucasfilm.
Well, Troy, thank you for the call and a little hang up button. So all of that taken care of. He didn't actually get out on the air. I had the mouse on the dump button the entire time because all of that just seemed odd.
Yeah, a lot of mouth running for no apparent reason.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not wrong about hype in general and how it does tend to create an expectation that the product cannot actually fulfill.
Well, he's wrong about it being the worst problem in the 21st century.
Yeah, it's definitely not the worst problem.
It doesn't make the list.
I would agree entirely. There are bigger things to be worried about than just hype. Speaking of, if you want to learn about those things, you should check out Freedom Fest. It's the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. And Freedom Fest's theme this year is the Wild West, Liberty and Opportunity, or Lawlessness and Violence. Penn Jillette, Candace Owens, John Mackey, Kevin O'Leary, and Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank, Stephen Moore, Grover Norquist, the list goes on and on. Libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people will be mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. Again, that's freedomfest.com/FTL and use the coupon code FTL50 for a discount. If you're still not convinced, at that website, freedomfest.com/FTL, you will get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Charlie Kirk, Heather McDonald, and John Mackey, all for free. So go check it out. That's freedomfest.com/FTL. Now, getting back into the discussion about the infants versus abortion, because we have another caller on the line who wants to discuss that, and I think it's probably something that was worth discussing. I don't necessarily...
Talk show hell.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily going to stand by my statement that a fetus is a human being after the moment of birth, or even before the moment of birth. It's not a decision for me to make, ultimately.
See, my church holds that that rights are assigned at birth because that's arbitrarily the most sensible place to put them.
I would agree, and that's probably why I would say the moment of birth. I mean, prior to that, it is a...
Well, that's a separate question than what species are you? So fetuses are humans, cops are humans, people who are currently robbing you with... Nukes or human, well, that doesn't make sense. People who are currently robbing you with, rifles or humans, then can you kill them is a separate question.
I would agree. More to the point, prior to birth, the fetus is 100% dependent upon the other person.
Yeah, I would say that a fetus is a human, but not a person until birth.
I think I would agree with that statement. That's a pretty fair way of putting it. Let us know what you think. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Or use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. CNN programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com, that's BlackRifleRealEstate.com. www.speciesa.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And I want you to take a moment to go over to app.freetalklive.com. App stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And for just $5 a month, you can help Free Talk get onto what is now more than 200 radio stations throughout the month. Our current sponsor is David LV, a silver amplifier. You don't have to contribute more than $5 a month, but hey, we're not gonna complain if you do. Help us advertise, market, and promote the show. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. So please head on over and check that out. Let's get right back into the phones. We've got Carl calling in from Huntsville, Alabama. Carl, you are on Free Talk Live.
Okay, well, thank you for allowing me to correct you, possibly.
Absolutely.
But I would like to point out that I learned them as pygmy chimpanzees, so I don't ever quite remember what the other name is. But the pygmy chimpanzees are a strange society. They all have sex with everybody when the female or juvenile female reaches
I think these would be the bonobos. They're extremely sexually promiscuous, yeah. I mean, they will have sex with infants.
Do what? Yes, they will. And as soon as the infant becomes, or the female becomes able to bear others, all the, her relative males leave her alone, which is quite unusual in how they do this. But different species, I've got a question on that. When you have Rh positive and Rh negative, if I'm not mistaken, if Rh pregnant tries to impregnate an Rh negative, it the Rh negative kills it. Second of all,
is that universally true though?
Yes. That's why they used to have the blood test to make sure that those two weren't getting married, and the Rh negative wasn't a female. The second aspect is the Mayans actually I wonder if they're not somewhat of a different species, have a different skull, and they don't get cavities. So how do they fit in with everybody else? And
interesting. Well, sickle cell anemia can only affect black people, but they're not a different species.
You have the people around the Mediterranean are affected by that.
Okay. Well, it doesn't affect Caucasians, then, is how I'll put it.
Okay, yeah, so if the mom's Rh negative and the dad's Rh positive, then the baby isn't necessarily Rh positive.
No, the baby doesn't exist because the Rh negative aborts the attempted mating or the fetus. So it just doesn't happen.
Well, no, but if one of your parents is Rh negative and one is Rh positive, you could be either.
So you it doesn't
No, you cannot. If the female is Rh negative, there's not going to be an infant.
What source are you
say that so we can understand it. If the female is an Rh negative, there will be no infant.
I don't even know what Rh negative means. I'm not a biologist.
That's a blood type.
Rh is not a blood type.
It's a blood group.
It's a blood group. Okay, everybody's divided into two blood groups, Rh negative and Rh positive. And most of them are found in the Pyrenees Mountains, okay? If the female is Rh negative, there will be no offspring.
Okay, I will have to look into this a bit further. The website that I immediately go to on this discussion is a .edu article that will take me a fair bit of time to read. I can't necessarily do it on the air. So I'm just going to give you the benefit of the doubt here and say you're correct.
Okay, well, you can criticize me when you find it, if you can find it that way. The other one is the Mayans have a different brain or a different skull and don't get cavities, so I wonder, why aren't they somewhat a different species or subspecies? But getting back to, I don't either, and I haven't been able to find the answer. But getting back to humans, and some people refer to it as a parasite. So if it is actually a parasite, as soon as she discovers she's got a parasite, the medical profession should offer to abort it. If she decides to keep the parasite, she shouldn't be entitled to any medical care unless she goes to a vet, because that would be malpractice by a doctor, because he's been assigned to do it as a human. Since they're parasites, he should not be.
Are you alleging that a human cannot be a parasite?
No, I'm saying a lot of people are saying that human infants are parasites in the female body. So if that is the case,
I would agree. It is literally a parasite.
I would not characterize it as a parasite in that it's offspring.
I've heard definitions of parasites that both included and excluded being a member of a different species. So based on whether that's part of the definition or not, then it is or isn't.
Well, 20, 30 years ago, I often thought of, well, the infant is a parasite, but I would not classify it really. The way it comes about in being, in a sense, it's a parasite. But
Carl, thank you so much for the call. We got another caller on the lines that we absolutely have to get to before the end of the show. I would agree that a fetus is literally a parasite, at least one of the same species.
Yeah, I would say it's more of a symbiotic relationship if you look at the full life cycle of a family of people.
That's predicting the future.
Yeah, that's not a biological fact, though, that your kids will take care of you later.
That's true as well.
It's not a biological fact, but it's frequently the case, and sometimes symbiosis doesn't work out, I'm sure.
Let's go to David in New Mexico, who wants to talk about personhood. David, what's on your mind? You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I wanted to ask you, so what is it about a baby being still inside of the mother that makes it not a person?
I would define personhood as having a consciousness, having sapience, and having sentience.
Okay, so, well, a baby inside, a fetus inside, has all of those.
Not at every age.
At virtually every age.
These science disagrees.
Embryos definitely don't have sapience. And so until they have a brain, they definitely don't have sapience.
So when does it start?
When does sapience start? The last article I read on that was at earliest 6 months.
At 6 months. Okay. I would
argue, but I'm not a neurologist.
Okay. Well, I would argue it comes well before 6 months. If you want to do this for fun, Google what a fetus looks like at 6 months. And actually, if you want to, Google
appearances are not appearances are not worth a whole lot.
Well, no,
they're not. And I think we should look below the surface and not make these sorts of judgments based solely upon appearance. If I was to build a robot that appeared to have sapience, that doesn't necessarily mean or suggest that it has sapience just because it seems to act like it does.
So do CT cross-sections of a brain, which are an appearance, do they not mean anything in the medical context?
Those are measurements.
That's
a measurement. That's not looking at a fetus and going, well, it's got a skull and a brain. I'm sure it's sapient.
If you take a fetus at 6 months and cut its head off and slice its brain in half and look at a cross-section of its brain, why don't you Google that? There's probably images of that. See what it looks like. It probably looks like it's very intricate and probably very close to looking like an adult brain at 6 months. And I would say that most certainly, based on its physical appearance, it also has a physical functioning that is as close to a full developed as its appearance is.
Let me raise you one. Cut off a dog's head, open up the dog's brain, and you tell me whether or not it looks like it has sapience. We're not qualified to make these measurements.
I don't know if you can tell sapience from a CT scan or not.
I wouldn't think you would be able to.
Certainly you can. If a car looks
Are
like
you a neurologist, David?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Then go right ahead, sir.
If a car looks like a fully functioning car, if it's got the wheels and the tires and the motor and the tranny, it probably will function. That's a joke. So you can. You got the
nice
wheels,
try,
right?
Bro.
Yeah, it was a bit of a miss of a joke. Really not accurate. I mean, that's a really bad way to judge things.
Yeah, you can't look at, it does look like a person because it is a person, and I'm not advocating killing them, but something that doesn't have a brain yet is not sapient.
I would absolutely agree. And just because it has a brain doesn't necessarily mean it's sapient, as I was saying in regard to dogs. I mean, just because they have brains, and you might look at it under a microscope and go, golly gee, that's complex. That doesn't mean it's got sapience.
AOC looks like she would be sapient.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll be back at this time tomorrow.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.